USA News. I'm Tim Berg. The indictment of former President Trump marks the first criminal case against a former U.S. president. Trump already weighing in, calling it a political persecution and election interference at the highest level in history. Meantime, reaction is continuing to come in from that decision, including from Republican Congresswoman Kat Kamik of Florida, who says this will actually help the former president's reelection campaign.
I think Americans are going to resist this. I think people who are on the fence about supporting another run from President Donald Trump, they're now saying, you know what? I'm all in now. So I think this is actually going to backfire on the DA. I think this is going to backfire on the Democrats. And again, we know that Trump is a fighter. He leans into the fight. He's not going to go anywhere.
As far as what's next, former Watergate prosecutor Nick Ackerman says a service could be arranged where the indictment becomes public.
Now, there could be a situation where there is an arrangement between his attorneys and the DA's office where they provide him that indictment, and at that point it may become public. But we really don't know what it is.
Six U.S. soldiers are suffering from traumatic brain injuries following last week's attack by Iran-backed militants in Syria. Brian Shook has more.
The Pentagon says those service members were diagnosed during recent routine screenings. That brings the number of American soldiers wounded in the strikes and counterstrikes up to 12. One American contractor was also killed and one was injured.
On Thursday, hundreds of pro-transgender, pro-gun control activists stormed the Tennessee Capitol days after a trans-identifying female opened fire inside of a Christian school, killing six people. Video shows police officers having a hard time holding the crowds back. This is USA News.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands. Guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-511-6046. 800-511-6046. 800-511-6046. That's 800-511-6046.
Thursday is opening day for all 30 teams in Major League Baseball, and a handful of rule changes are sure to affect how America's pastime is played this year.
The most visible change is the new pitch clock, which affords pitchers just 15 seconds to deliver their next throw and 20 seconds with runners on base. Pitchers must begin their motion in that time or be assessed a ball. Batters not in the box by the 8-second mark will receive a strike. Also, runners may have an easier time stealing bases this year because the bases are 20% bigger, reducing the distance between first and second by 4.5 inches. I'm Skip Kelly.
The Pope is continuing to deal with health concerns. USA News' Dave Collins has the details.
Pope Francis has a respiratory infection and will be hospitalized for several days. The Vatican says Francis has been experiencing difficulty breathing in recent days. Pope Francis is 86 years old.
A jury has determined Gwyneth Paltrow was not at fault for crashing into a man on a ski slope in 2016.
Was Gwyneth Paltrow at fault? No. Was Terry Sanderson at fault? Yes. What percent of the fault do you assign to Terry Sanderson? 100%.
Sanderson filed the lawsuit against Paltrow for $300,000, claiming she skied into him and left him with 4 broken ribs and a serious head injury. I'm Tim Berg, USA News.
As a dentist, I know what my patients are saying during times when they really can't speak.
Mm-hmm.
She says her gums are irritated.
Mm-hmm.
Is there anything you can do? Absolutely. You can try New Crest Advanced Gum Restore.
Mm-hmm.
Yep, New Crest Advanced Gum Restore. It detoxifies below the gum line to restore your gums back to health in just 7 days.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly. Healthy gums, healthy mouth.
New Crest Advanced Gum Restore. Healthy, beautiful smiles for life.